If we're to sample and analyze tissues representing different moments in an individual's growth, we would be able to compare the results and determine whether they differ or remain identical. If these isotopic signatures are different than those expected in a region, the person might have migrated from a territory with one set of geological characteristics to another. At some point, we mentioned that teeth were reliable sources for the estimation of age, since they have an overall steady genetic control. Imagine we took the enamel of a tooth that calcified in childhood. The enamel is what makes the crown of the tooth, and it does not remodel. And then we compare it to a section of compact cortical bone, say from the femur. Unlike enamel, bone does remodel. If we compare the two samples, one should reflect the intake of food and water when the tooth crown formed in childhood, and the bone would be a contemporary average of the intake of food and water of the last years of life. Since we are what we eat and drink, if the results differ drastically, it may be an indication that the person grew up in one place and moved to another.